This is Radio Nepal. I am S.N. Srestha with the news, the headlines first. Voting for the election of six office bearers of the Rashtriya Swatantra Party to begin at 9:15 p.m. tonight. President Ramchandra Powdal authenticates the Alternative Development Finance Mobilization Bill. Nepal Tea Producers Association decides to resume tea industry operations from today. And Venezuela earthquakes kill at least 164 people as rescuers search collapsed buildings. Now the news in detail. Voting for party office bearers at the first general convention of the Rashtriya Swatantra Party RSP in Chitwan has been scheduled from 9:15 p.m. to 12:15 a.m. The election schedule was revised for the fifth time to set the voting timetable for party office bearers. Nomination forms will be distributed from 6:30 p.m. to 7 p.m., while the preliminary list of candidates will be published at 7:30 p.m. Objections against candidates can be filed until 8 p.m. and reviewed by 8:15 p.m. The deadline for withdrawing candidacies is 8:30 p.m. with the final list of candidates to be published by 8:45 p.m. A silence period will be observed from 8:45 p.m. to 9:15 p.m. followed by voting from 9:15 p.m. to 12:15 a.m. Vote counting will take place from 12:15 a.m. to 1:15 a.m. and results are scheduled to be announced at 1:30 a.m. Elections will be held for the post of vice chairpersons, women's vice chairperson, general secretary, two open joint general secretaries and one women's joint general secretary. According to RSP leader Manish Jha, each delegate is expected to take 4 to 5 minutes to vote for the six office bearer positions. Meanwhile, the results of the election for Central Committee members are still pending. The Election Commission said 2,959 votes were cast in the election. A total of 384 candidates are contesting for 99 Central Committee seats, including 210 candidates for 64 open category seats and 174 candidates for 35 provincial category seats. According to the Central Election Commission, there are 18 candidates from Sudhur Paschim Province, 20 from Madhes, 31 from Lumini, 20 from Koshi, 31 from Karnali, 27 from Bagmati and 27 from Gandaki. 5 members will be elected from each province. Voting, which began shortly after midnight, was conducted through an electronic voting system. Although the party's Central Committee consists of 158 members, only 99 are elected, while the remaining members are nominated later as per the party's statute. Accordingly, 51 central members will be nominated, while the chairperson of all 7 provincial committees will serve as ex officio central committee members. Under the party statute, elections for the chairperson and Central Committee members are held first, followed by elections for office bearers after the results are announced. The statute provides for a leadership team consisting of a chairperson, a senior leader, 3 vice chairpersons, including 1 woman, 2 general secretaries, 5 joint general secretaries, including 1 woman, a treasurer, 2 deputy treasurers, 1 spokesperson and 3 deputy spokespersons. The party will have a 19-member office bearer committee. The statute allows 1 of the 3 vice chairpersons, 1 of the 2 general secretaries and 2 of the 5 joint general secretaries to be nominated. Party chairperson Rabila Mithani has already been elected unopposed. President Ramchandra Powdal has authenticated an Alternative Development Finance Mobilization Bill 2083. According to the President's office, the President authenticated the bill in accordance with the Constitution. The bill passed by the House of Representatives was earlier presented before the head of the state for authentication. The Nepal Tea Producers Association has decided to resume operations of tea factories from today and suspend its protest programs. Tea factories in Japa and Ilam, which had been shut down due to problems in tea exports to India, will reopen following assurances from the government to address issues facing the tea sector. In a statement, the association welcomed the government's decision to form a special task force to address tea export issues, identify farmers' challenges, and promote Nepali tea in international markets. Tea factories had been shut after a new SOP introduced by the Indian Tea Board disrupted Nepal's tea exports. Following the formation of a government task force to address the issue, the association decided to resume operations in the interest of farmers and workers. Education and Sports Minister Sashmit Pokhrel said the National Examination Board published the Grade 12 results on time by overcoming administrative hurdles and mobilizing additional manpower. The Education Minister said a committee has been formed to verify answer sheet checking and data entry following demands for fair rechecking. Students gathered at Maitighar Mandala in Kathmandu alleging errors in the results published on 19th of June and demanding retest and retotaling of marks. A task force formed to review the National Curriculum Framework 2076 Bikram Sambat has sought suggestions from stakeholders and the public. The Curriculum Development Center has published a designated format on its website for submitting recommendations as part of the review process. The task force was formed by the National Curriculum Development and Evaluation Council on the 24th of April under the coordination of Professor Dr. Balchandra Luitel, Dean of the Kathmandu University School of Education. The Armed Police Force, APF, has established 54 temporary monsoon response units across the country to improve disaster response during the rainy season. The units are located in disaster-prone areas with the highest number in Bagmati province. In addition, 16 disaster management units and permanent response stations have been set up in key districts. According to APF spokesperson Deputy Inspector General Netra Bahadur Karki, more than 8,180 armed police personnel have been placed on 24-hour standby for monsoon-related rescue and response. Meanwhile, the district administration offices in Kanchanpur and Dartula have urged residents along the Mahakali River to remain alert as water levels may rise during debris clearance work at India's Dhauli Ganga hydropower project from Friday to Saturday. The warning was issued following the information received from the Indian side. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
14-15 बजारमा नयाँ कि छैन नेपाल टेलिकमका विभिन्न सेवाका अफरहरू सस्तो सारै सस्तोमा खरिद गर्न परेमा स्टार 14-15 ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्ने रहेछ त्यही भएर कण्ठ पारिराख्या
हो र दाइ
त्यति मात्र हो र भाइ नेपाल टेलिकमले विभिन्न समयमा ल्याउने विभिन्न अफरको बारेमा थाहा पाउन पनि स्टार 14-15 ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्ने रहेछ नि त
14-15 मलाई पनि कण्ठै भयो दाइ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज The Nepali Embassy in Oman organized a program in Muscat to promote trade, investment, tourism and employment opportunities between Nepal and Oman. Nepali Ambassador Dornath Aryal highlighted Nepal's investment potential and invited Omani investors to explore opportunities in the country, while lawyer Khawla Muhammad Al-Saduni briefed participants on Oman's labor regulations. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8pm English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news update. Back-to-back earthquakes have killed at least 164 people in Venezuela, said acting president Delcy Rodriguez. According to the BBC, in the capital Caracas, rescues are searching through the rubble and people have been heard calling for help. Earlier, Rodriguez said the most affected state is La Guaira, north of Caracas, where dozens of buildings have collapsed. The quakes with magnitudes of 7.2 and 7.5 hit a minute apart. The second was the strongest to hit Venezuela since 1900 AD. The U.S. Geological Service says thousands of people could have been killed in total. Iran's Revolutionary Guards, IRGC, have warned that vessels crossing the Strait of Hormuz without authorization will face action and criticize a new route through the strategic waterway. Al Jazeera cited Iran as saying it plans to impose maritime services fees on vessels, while the U.S. maintains the strait is an international waterway and should remain free of charges. The future of the strait remains a key issue in negotiations with the United States. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally cloudy in the hilly and Himalayan regions of Koshi, Bagmati, Gandaki and Madhesh province, and the Tarai region of Koshi province, partly cloudy in the Tarai regions of Bagmati and Gandaki provinces, and in the hilly and Himalayan regions of Lumbini, Karnali and Sudurpashchim provinces, and mainly fair in the Tarai regions of Lumbini and Sudurpashchim provinces. There is also a possibility of moderate rain and snowfall, accompanied by thunder and lightning at a few places in the hilly and Himalayan regions of Koshi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces, at a few places in the Tarai region of Koshi province and Madhesh province, and at one or two places in the Tarai regions of Bagmati and Gandaki provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Voting for the election of six office bearers of the Rashtriya Swatantra Party to begin at 9:15 p.m. tonight. President Ramchandra Pawadel authenticates the Alternative Development Finance Mobilization Bill. Nepal Tea Producers Association decides to resume tea industry operations from today. And Venezuela earthquakes kill at least 164 people as rescuers search collapsed buildings. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.